How many more could be present? We know at least, what, over 1,000 Iranian nationals entered the country, and that's the ones we know about. So 11 of them got arrested over the weekend. Interesting, right?
Good. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Hey, what about your girlfriend in the coonskin cap that's always running around with that Kentucky long rifle?
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Are you talking about
crazy, crazy Crockett, king of the wild
frontier? I thought you might be.
Yes, kooky as ever.
Uh-huh.
She said, "Yo, President, all you had to do, why don't you holler at us? You know, next time you're going to do some strikes."
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from a well-educated woman of affluent background, attended private school and university, and she's telling the president to holler at Congress.
Come on, man.
Really?
Y'all just need to give us a holla.
My goodness.
Yep.
It's so embarrassing.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crazy Crockett said President Donald Trump should have hollered at Congress before striking Iran over the weekend, telling her followers there's nothing the administration could say to convince her that taking out the Middle Eastern country's nuclear sites was necessary. Really?
Really? She's not too smart, is she?
Well, no, you're especially not smart when you say there's nothing the administration could say. They're on the brink of a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
They already said they would use it. They want to obliterate Israel and the U.S. And by the way, other countries. We always use those two as an example.
Death to America, death to Israel, but they're a threat.
Yes.
To others.
To everybody who's not Iran.
So as a duly elected, how sadly that is, representative of the people of America, that's not important to you? Really?
Yep.
Wow.
She said, I go back in on Monday. You could have hollered at us on Monday if you truly felt like there was something like, you know, nothing they'll say they'll make me believe that action is needed. But, you know, when an aide asked her how the Senate could make them accountable for what they're doing, Crockett replied, the systems have broken down. Because people have legitimately decided that they would rather serve him than serve the people that put them into office.
Wow.
Serve him.
Says the woman who is not serving the people who put her in office by not caring what the administration would say.
Right.
She's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Holla.
I'll tell you what. She says things.
Oh, she does.
That get her coverage.
But
has
it helped her politically?
Maybe the true benefits are yet to be seen, but I would say so far, not so much. Yeah.